All right, Title 42. This is some terminology that people are going to be hearing a lot more about, especially over the next month. Senator Todd Young, Title 42 eliminates a regulation. What is it that it eliminates, and what do you see as the result?
So the repeal of this Trump-era regulation effectively allows illegal immigrants to enter the United States in a more rapid pace, starting on May 23rd. This was implemented during the Trump era to deal with public health challenges associated with our illegal border crisis.
Now, I have seen that that you have said that there are some Democrat colleagues who also object to this. Are their objections the same objections as Republican objections?
They are, indeed. Some of my colleagues who represent border states have indicated that without a comprehensive plan in place, they think it's highly irresponsible and tone deaf to be eliminating this public health regulation during a time when we've experienced roughly a million illegal border crossings in just the last 6 months.
With this elimination, you see a new era, a new phase of what some call the border crisis?
I think it's only going to get worse, unfortunately. The administration should be going the other direction. They should be tightening security on our southern border in the middle of a global pandemic, which remains out there, even though we've done a good job of containing much of it here in the United States, and to say nothing of the national security challenges that we're currently facing. A nation that cannot control its borders, one prominent politician once said, is not truly a nation.
Well, if you'll let us in on some inside D.C. info here, does the president ever come to the legislative branch and discuss these issues? Does he say, Senator Young, what do you feel about this?
I've gone ahead and I've taken initiative on behalf of Hoosiers. I've been to the southern border. I've researched the situation on the ground, and I came back and I actually requested a meeting with administration officials. I've spoken to the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol agents, as have members of my staff. And I'll tell you, this administration continues to drag its feet. And they need to demonstrate leadership during these challenging times.
When you say drag its feet, do you think that they have any kind of a plan in the works to help with the border situation?
They don't. And this is the chief executive of the United States of America. His job is to faithfully execute the laws. There are laws on the books that mandate the president go ahead and secure our border. So we'll continue to make the administration feel the heat if they can't see the light.
Vice President Harris is supposed to be in charge of this situation. Have you been able to talk with her? Or do you have any indication about what her take on this is?
You know, it's regretful, but I haven't had any interaction with the vice president since visiting with her in the earliest days of the administration. It was February after they were sworn in. So she has not demonstrated commendable leadership when it comes to this border crisis, and she certainly needs to be held accountable as well.
Is there anything that the legislative branch can do, that Congress can do before this happens on May 23rd?
We will continue to beat the drum, but, absent the withholding of funds for certain priorities, no, there aren't things we can do. And withholding funds is quite challenging at a time when you still have public health challenges and there are national security challenges. So I will continue to fight at the federal level, doing everything I can in the meanwhile to ensure that Hoosiers and other Americans know how grave this situation is.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.